This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Year-end clearance is here, and Wright Automotive has your new Ford or Lincoln in stock with rates as low as 0% for 60 months. Why wait? Call now at 217-532-3921 and get your new vehicle today. You love to save money. Well, why not save money at Wright Automotive in Hillsboro? With one of the largest selections in Central Illinois, you're sure to find the right vehicle for you and your family. Remember, Wright Automotive, for the right vehicle, for the right price, from the right family.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And it's time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning. The DTN early call. Expect corn later today to open 6 to 8 higher. Beans 16 to 18 higher. Wheat about 8 higher in trading on the Chicago Board of Trade later today. The overnight crude oil market 71 cents higher at 99.03. Brent crude 78 cents higher at 110.64. The February gold contract $13 higher at $16.77, while the U.S. dollar index 0.350 lower at 79.873. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat closed at 6.10.5. That was up 4.75. May wheat closed at 6.28.5, up a nickel. July wheat closed at 6.43.75, up 4.75. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 6.11.5. That was up 5.5. May corn closed at 6.16.75, up 4.75. July corn closed at 6.20.25. That was up 4.25. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday closed at 11.87, down a dime. May beans closed at 11.95.5, down 8.75. July beans closed at 12.04.5, down 8 cents. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 3.11.90, down 38. May meal closed at 3.13.90, down 34. July meal closed at 3.16.30, down 32. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 50.43, down 63. May oil closed at 50.86, down 62. July oil closed at 51.25, down 61. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 294.5, up 1.75. May oats closed at 295.5, up 2.75. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois winter grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans lower. Higher-than-expected weekly export sales figures helped to lift corn values at the Port of Trade. Weekly export sales were also higher than expected for wheat and soybeans. In central Illinois, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents stronger at $6 to $6.19, while soybean bids were mostly 10 to 13 cents lower at $11.57 to $11.72. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 to 8 cents at $6.06 to $6.27. Soybeans dropped 7 to 10 cents at $11.69 to $11.92, and soft red winter wheat up 4 to 6 at $5.96 to $6.10. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 5 to 11 cents stronger, ranging from $6.06 to $6.19. Soybeans were mostly 9 to 13 cents lower at $11.72 to $11.80, and wheat prices gained 5 to 6 cents at $6.06 to $6.10. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents higher at $6.15 to $6.22. Soybeans lost 9 to 12 cents down to $11.94 to $11.97. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery up 5 to 8 cents at $6.09 to $6.25. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 8 cents stronger at $6.35 to $6.36. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 9 to 10 cents with quotations at $12.13 to $12.15. Soft red winter wheat gained 5 cents at $6.24 to $6.25. And Milo ended 9 cents higher at $6.10 to $6.11. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 85.32, down 7. April hogs closed at 87.05, down 45. May hogs closed at 95.45, up 15 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 124.55, up 35. April cattle closed at 127.72, down 7. June cattle closed at 126.32, up 2 cents. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 151.62, down 7. March feeders closed at 153.85, down 15. April feeders closed at 155.20. That was unchanged. Once again, we take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, January 20th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed 25 cents lower. Carcass-based price range is 75 to 83.11. Weighted average, 81.15. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 10,800. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady at 55 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sow steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 50 to 56. 450 to 550 pounds, 52 to 58. Over 550 pounds at 56 to 60. Today's estimated receipt, 625. Thursday's actual, 730. And for the week, 4,535 head. Pork carcass cutout, 85.64. That is up 87 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter into federal inspection. Hogs on Friday, 416,000. Saturday, 157,000. Week to date of 2,221,000. And year to date, 6,497,000. Cattle on Friday, 110,000. Saturday, 12,000. Week to date, 628,000. Year to date of 1,842,000. Box beef cutout values were firm on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 175 fabulos with 52 trim. Choice, 182 even. That is up 46 cents. Select, 175.56, and that is up 32 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts this week at 5,713 head, which included special sales. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and Holstein steers traded unevenly steady. Choice steers, 125 to 132, a few high dressing up to 134 and a quarter. Choice heifers, 123 and a half to 131 and a quarter. Choice Holstein steers, 113 and a half to 121 and a quarter. Slaughter cows traded 1 to 6 higher, with slaughter bulls unevenly steady. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, Friday in the Texas Panhandle, moderate trading and moderate to good demand. Compared to early Friday morning, live sales 1 to 1 and a quarter higher, mostly at 126, a few up to 127 and a quarter. Kansas trading has been limited on light demand. Last established market was Thursday evening with live sales at 126. Northern Plains, Friday afternoon, saw trading and demand moderate. Nebraska, compared to Thursday evening, live and dress sales steady, 125 on the live side and 202 to 205 on the dressed. Western Corn Belt trading has been limited on light demand. Compared to Thursday evening, live sales were unevenly steady at 126 and dress sales steady at 200 to 205, mostly at 202. Negotiated sales week to date of 137,500. Illinois direct slaughter cattle traded at 125 to 127 on a live basis. Not enough direct sales for an accurate price comparison. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service. Returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.10, up 3 cents. February milk closed at $16.41, down 8. March milk at $16.69, down 8. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange closed at $1.60, down 1. For February, $155.50 unchanged. And for March, $159, that was down a half. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for butter, $157, that was down 3/4. For milk, $18.77. For non-fat dry milk, $145. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.20. For February, $6.18. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.12. For February, $6.10. Beans delivered to either Scottville or Greenfield for January, $11.77. For February, $11.68. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $5.84. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.20, corn at Scottville, $6.12, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $11.77, wheat at Scottville, $5.84. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning. It's been brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area on this Monday morning. There may be some light rain or drizzle around, not showing up on the color radar weather screen at this point. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Monday and windy, high temperatures in the low 50s. We will have west winds gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and colder, the low in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 40s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 30s, highs in the upper 40s. Over the weekend, the Lang family of Coffeen, 9/10 of an inch of rain, 3/10 of an inch here at the Weather Center. Right now, west winds at 18 miles per hour, the barometric pressure rising. We have cloudy skies, 40 degrees on this Monday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank. First of all, in our farm news on this Monday morning, a slow run at the Hamilton Hay Auction Saturday. Earlier this morning, we talked to Mike Hamilton, and he gives us the numbers.
Well, Randy, we had that ice came in Friday evening, and it was still around Saturday morning, so it kind of slowed our supplies down. We ended up with 631 small squares. We were kind of light on them. We had 225 bales of alfalfa. The first crop was at 460 a bale. We had some third crop at 750. We had 200 small squares of grass mix, and it was from 740 to 760 a bale. And we had 206 bales of straw, small squares of straw, from 290 to 310. We ended up with 110 round bales, and we had 8 bales of straw at $30, 26 bales of rye at $55.50. We had 25, they were real small round bales at $54 to $55 a bale, and then we had 50 bales of grass hay from $65 to $70 a bale. In the big squares, we ended up with 212 bales. We had 18 bales of 3x3/8 alfalfa at $70. We had 14 straw bales at $33. We had some corn stalks at $25. We had 42 bales of clover at $68. We had 10 bales of real fancy third crop at $100 a bale. And we had 112 mixed grass from $66 to $78. And then we had 14 2x3 bales of third crop alfalfa at $76.
Sounds like you didn't have too much to sell there. How was buyer attendance?
You know, usually we got between 60 and 75 buyer numbers out, and I believe we had 40 out Saturday. A lot of people just, you know, if they didn't need hay, they didn't get out on the roads. We was right in the heart of that ice storm, and even though the township did a good job of salting our roads and stuff, it was still pretty treacherous, so a lot of people stayed home.
Well, you can't blame them for that, I guess. You're going to try it again this Saturday?
Oh, yeah. We'll be should have quite a bit of hay in, and we'll be accepting hay from noon Friday up until about 10:30 on Saturday morning. So if anybody needs to get a hold of me, they can reach me at 618-410-4293, or they can get us on the website at www.hamiltonhayauction.com.
And that was Mike Hamilton of the Hamilton Hay Auction. In other news, recently, Colleen Callahan of the Department of Agriculture Rural Development Office toured parts of Illinois to help communities with their efforts. Rita Frazier from the Illinois Farm Bureau has more.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. This past week, State Director for the USDA Rural Development, Colleen Callahan, traveled through South Central Illinois, visiting with area communities on opportunities, programs to help small communities here in Illinois.
Well, USDA Rural Development is a lender. We have loans and grants, and those loans and grants are created through, of course, the national office in Washington, D.C., but the funding all comes through Congress. So there is great recognition on behalf of our elected officials that there are needs in our rural communities. And so our 103 employees throughout Illinois are dedicated to that on a daily basis. There isn't a day goes by we don't help someone, somewhere, some way in rural Illinois with our over 40 programs, whether it's in housing, whether it's for community needs, business, and economic development. That's our purpose, is to help fund the needs of rural communities. And I've come to realize that what we do is make possibilities possible. We don't have all the funding to do everything that's needed, but we have funding in place to help make those possibilities possible.
You have in front of you a calendar, 2012 calendar, full of success stories from just those communities that you've helped in projects.
This annual review in the form of a calendar this year has a theme of building bridges to the future. And one of the bridges, the original one, was built by our pride, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln founded USDA, United States Department of Agriculture. And this is the 150th anniversary of USDA. And in so doing, Lincoln said that USDA was the people's agency. I like to think that 150 years later, we haven't lost sight of our roots, that we continue to be the people's agency. So when you talk about the kinds of things we do, this year I went through and on the pages, I tried to find an appropriate Abraham Lincoln quote for each month. And for January, the one I found was on attempt. And Lincoln said, "I say try. If we never try, we shall never succeed at this moment in time." You are trying, and you are learning what your options are so that you can try to do the right thing with the resources that you have available, current needs. But in the process of meeting those current needs, addressing the future so that you do have opportunities here for people to remain or to return or to locate.
Illinois Director of USDA Rural Development, Colleen Callahan. If you'd like to find out more about the programs or opportunities available, log on to the USDA Rural Development website and go to the homepage for your area office. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
President Barack Obama requested approval from Congress on Friday to consolidate six federal trade and commerce agencies. This consolidation plan concerns the U.S. Grains Council, According to Grains Council Vice President of International Operations, Rebecca Bratter, because of the impact it will have on agricultural trade.
Right now, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, we work with them very closely. They have a special office for agriculture. They have a special ag negotiator who has ambassador-level status, and we count on that person to represent our interests in any ongoing trade negotiations. And I think for us and for all of agriculture, where we'd like to express our concern is that this consolidation process, if it goes forward as is being proposed, will fold in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative with a number of other agencies.
And those other agencies include the Small Business Administration, the Export-Import Bank, Overseas Private Investment Corporation, and the Department of Commerce. Ms. Bratter says the purpose of this consolidation is to help small businesses navigate through the various agencies that conduct trade. Streamlining the processes and making those easier is a good thing, according to Ms. Bratter. However, the concern is the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will be consumed by priorities of other departments, she says, and not have time for the ag sector, which is unique from other sectors.
Throughout all of the worst years of the economic recession in the U.S., it was kind of recession-proof. It was one of the few sectors that continually post growth. In 2011, we had a record year. We exported about $137 billion of ag exports, which was an increase of about 20-something million from the year before. We all know that ag generates jobs. They say that for every $1 billion in ag exports, it supports about 8,000 jobs in the U.S. And we've got a number of really critical trade negotiations coming up for Trans-Pacific Partnership. There's talk about a U.S.-EU free trade agreement. There's still the possibility of a Doha round. And we want to make sure that the USTR continues to have a department dedicated to agricultural trade.
The key point for the United States Grains Council, according to Ms. Bratter, is for the USTR to maintain its special power and role in U.S. agricultural trade negotiations. The United States Grains Council does not want the USTR to get swallowed up by the other agencies. Ms. Bratter says the council wants the agency to retain its cabinet-level status, the ag negotiator to remain an ambassador, and to have specific staff dedicated to agriculture so those interests are properly represented. Some reminders on this Monday morning, the state of Illinois has a new website for businesses that need to request permits from the state's Environmental Protection Agency. This website will let applicants track the progress of their permits. This website has application forms that can be edited, saved, and submitted online. The website is www.epa.state.il.us. Warm weather the first half of the winter has increased the potential for problems in stored grain. For example, cereal grains at 18% moisture content can be stored for up to about 200 days at 40 degrees, 90 days at 50 degrees, but only about 15 days at 80 degrees. For each 10-degree increase in temperature, the allowable storage time is reduced by about a half. Insects are dormant below 50 degrees, so keeping the grain temperature below 50 degrees, if possible, is important. The grain temperature near the bin wall and on the top surface depends on both the outdoor temperature and solar radiation. The amount of solar energy on the south wall of the bin will be 2 to 3 times as much on February 21st as on June 21st due to the low solar angle. The amount of solar radiation on the bin roof is about 3/4 as much during the summer. Check dry grain at least every 2 to 3 weeks as long as the grain is at winter storage temperature, and at least every couple of weeks when the temperatures rise. Once again, the DTN general opening call on this Monday, corn expected to open 6 to 8 higher, beans 16 to 18 higher, wheat 6 to 8 higher. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank.